The Brown County United Way starts its $3.4 million capital campaign next week. The money pays for a host of services for low-income people. It's also midway through a health and hygiene drive that collects things like laundry soap and toothpaste that aren't covered by food stamps. Tony Locke heads the United Way in the Green Bay area. She says Hurricane Katrina and the flooding in New Orleans has struck a chord with people who want to help. But Locke encourages them to still make contributions to the United Way because it helps the homeless and working poor closer to home.
They're out there, they're working two jobs, they're not able to make ends meet. That's one of the reasons why we're having such a crisis with housing right now, is for people to be able to stay, to afford to be in their houses. And now with fuel costs going up, that's going to make it even more difficult. But there's such a need out there for shelter for homeless families with children. There's very little available in our community. And last year alone, looking at just the Green Bay school system, over 600 children were identified as homeless in the Green Bay school system.
Locke says donations to the United Way dropped off slightly after the September 11th terrorist attacks, but later rebounded. She expects a similar situation in Katrina's wake. Long term, Locke hopes the hurricane draws attention to the plight of poor people everywhere. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.